Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. As we bring in our next special guest, crazy that we have guests during this week, isn't it?
That's crazy.
Suddenly, just like that, people just pop up like Pop-Tarts in the morning when you're hot and they're toasty. Hey, Cal Mitchell's like with us, Barry. And right down, you guys are like, you guys share all kinds of background and fun stuff. And I mean,
oh, I think he's a little more established than I am.
I mean, I thought he said he only was going to do this show because he was trying to follow in your footsteps.
He's actually done it outside of the state of Texas. So he's probably
there you go. And by that, you don't mean that pool that's up on top of the Marriott either, right? That state? Just checking about.
Kel Mitchell joins us. Kel, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm happy to be here, man. Super Bowl week.
Now, I got to ask you, first things first, we talked a little bit at the break. Last night was lit. Dude. This was your first day in town. You're here for Nickelodeon Sports, right?
That's right. I'm here with Nickelodeon, and we had a fun idea. I was like, you know, hey, let's do it as Ed.
Yeah?
From Good Burger. Yeah, man. And, I mean, it was mayhem.
It went off well. Like, I saw videos of you in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
They're chanting your name. Yeah. When I say good, you say burger.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome, man. You had fun doing it?
I had a great time. The players really got into it, man. They all wanted Good Burgers. They signed my Good Burger. Julio Jones signed the burger.
You know? Yeah. Some of the players looked starstruck.
They're like, what? Yeah, man. It was fun because, I guess they grew up watching the show around that time, man.
Yeah.
So it was definitely awesome. We got people singing the Good Burger theme song.
And we were talking about how that whole event has evolved. It used to be just for radio and TV. It used to be just like, I need you to answer these three questions because I'm writing a story or whatever. But now it's evolved into like this whole entertainment extravaganza. It's on live TV. You see people that are out there in character, in costume, doing things, and the players respond. That's got to be awesome for a sports fan like you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. I mean, I saw a lot of people out there with different outfits on and guys with big hats and one dude running around with a wedding dress. And it was pretty crazy.
The unknown Manning brother running around in a suit made out of money.
Yeah.
The money suit and tie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You saw the dude with the Tom Brady mask?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Taking the selfie of Tom Brady behind him.
Oh, that was weird. He took a picture of me, but he couldn't talk, so he was just like, I'm like, what is happening right
at the
now.
Time, you don't realize that's a mask.
Yeah, you don't. It's like the movie Face Off.
I was going to say, it's very Silence of the Lambs.
Exactly right.
It was.
Yeah. Now, how long was Kenan and Kel on the air? How long was that show on?
Oh, man. It was, first it started with All That.
Yep.
And then we went from the sketch show to the Kenan and Kel show. So it was on for a while. I think we did about 4 or 5 seasons of Kenan and Kel.
Did you guys think that it would ever get as big as it got, as popular as it was?
I know with All That, I mean, it was just, we did it as a special first. And when we did it as a special, the fans went crazy, and then it turned into a series. I mean, for it to still last this long, you know what I mean? For people to just enjoy it. Like, you mentioned Good Burger, and it just, people smile. It brings joy to people's hearts and stuff like
that. You mentioned orange soda. Same thing.
Dude, orange soda. I mean, I can't go anywhere, like, as far as, like, a fast food restaurant. Like, burgers, I get free burgers.
Do you?
Like a king, yeah. It's like crazy. And orange soda. Oh, we love it. Me and my wife, we love it.
Yeah.
We ham it up.
I wouldn't mind getting free food all the time.
Come on, man. Free burgers?
Hell yeah.
Tell everybody, besides doing a little comedy on the side, but your hookup with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, how that all came about and the fact that, again, kind of a neat gig, you know, just work with Nickelodeon, but hey, cover the Super Bowl. Not a bad assignment, man.
You know, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And
sorry to hear that.
Hey, hold on. Hey.
I'm from a suburb of Chicago called Milwaukee.
I know Milwaukee. Yeah, man, and it was a nationwide search. I was doing theater out there.
Okay.
And they were doing a nationwide search for funny kids, and I was doing theater at the time. And auditioned for the show, got the part, man, and just went out to Nickelodeon, man. And it's been fun ever since, man, to still be at the network. I've done other things in between, I just love it, man. I like doing family type of shows and fun shows. That it's fun seeing kids run up to you and enjoy your work.
I was going to say, you do keep it kind of PG, but at the same time, but you're focused. And tell people, too, that's not just something that is part of your career, but it's when you're not – in front of a microphone either, how that translates into the community and making a difference, which is huge.
I love making a difference in the community and just being a role model and helping others. You know, for me, theater saved my life. You know what I mean? So growing up on the South Side.
Yeah.
So as many opportunities that I can create for other kids, I'm all about it. And you know, speaking and doing motivational speaking and stuff like that. So I'm all about it. So it's fun. And then with my new show, Game Shakers, it's a whole new generation of kids that are watching me now. Like, they don't even know what Good Burger and, like, Keenan and Kel is. They think I'm Double G from that show. Like, they think I'm a hip-hop rapper, you know what I mean? Because I play a character similar to Kanye West on that show.
Yeah.
And so, like, kids are just like, Double G, even my own nephew. He's Double G.
That's the beauty of that is you're not pigeonholing yourself into one character. Some people think when you do too much character acting that you're labeled a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But people know you from different characters, and it just keeps it going on.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It feels good, man. I just don't have that one. So it's like, you know, a lot of them.
Now, a lot of people don't know that you do stand up, or they may not know that you do stand up. Talk a little bit about that. Talk about your career.
Yeah.
What made you do it, or was it always something you had done?
I love doing stand up, man. I, speaking to my fans, I wanted to reach out to my fans, and I wanted to, like, shake their hand and thank them. And so we were doing, like, club appearances and stuff like that, and then I was like, you know, let's do some stand up because I'm always hosting events, and in, you know, with MC, you know, you have to do jokes in between while the guy's band is setting up or whatever. And so I had a strong five, and they were just like, hey, that's a good five, you should work on that. So I went from a five to a 15, and then 30 minutes, and then now I got my hour, you know what I mean? And I really did it. Like, I really went to all the clubs. Went to different clubs in the city, all the way through LA, just to let cats know, like, I wasn't just an actor, just, oh, I just want to do my special or whatever. Like, I really wanted to, you know, grind and make the joke
funny.
That's
pretty cool, though. I mean, because you guys
So you did all the open mics and the late nights and grinding.
I did
grinding
the open mics, workout places, really making it work. You know, and in the beginning, because I come from the sketch world, I did everything really fast.
Yep.
And if the joke didn't work, I just still sped through it. You know what I mean? Like, because you know, you got to have ones in your bag. If something doesn't work, okay, let me go this way. But in the beginning, it was like, I just got that set. So if it doesn't work, I just got to fight through it. You know what I mean?
And it's hard to embrace that silence sometimes, right?
Oh, bro.
Especially coming from sketch and acting. You have to embrace sometimes that silence of letting that joke marinate or letting, you know. That's a tough thing to do when you're learning how to become a comic, right?
Yeah, it's a comfortable. Like how we're talking now, that's how you got to make it on stage, and at first coming from the sketch world, I was like, ta-ta, it's me, and they were like, well, what is he doing, you know, and when I made it more comfortable and more relatable, it worked.
At least you always have, like, your Ed to fall back on if no jokes are working. I had nothing, like, no one gives a damn. If I'm, like, not funny, then I got nothing left.
In the beginning, I didn't even mention Nickelodeon.
Really?
Because I didn't want them to look at me like that. Like, you know how to stand up.
Yeah. I'd have totally used it.
What is he going to do? He's going to just go up there and do Nickelodeon stuff. But now I do, because I started doing the jokes and they were funny, and then fans were like, where's Repair,
they
man.
Want that.
Where's Ed? So now I put it in the show. So
I'm waiting for you guys to start working on a collaboration. When we're off the air now, I need it to start. I mean, we'll be executive producers. I'm sure David Gow will back it, and you guys just need to get to work.
Okay, well, now I got to ask the tough questions now, all right?
Okay.
So you auditioned for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
2003?
I don't remember what year that was, but yeah.
At the same time that Keenan did, right?
Yeah.
And he got on, and you didn't, right?
Yeah.
Did you think about going Tanya Harding on him?
You know,
taking him out?
You know what's so funny about that experience is, like, I guess people see it. They see it like it was a fight night. They see
like a rivalry.
Like Keenan and Kel in a room by themselves, and SNL execs and casting directors are there, and it's like, you go against him. It wasn't like that.
Like a joke off.
It was tons of comedians that night, and I'm in a good class with a lot of other cats. Like Jim Carrey didn't go on there, you know.
Yep.
It's a lot of people over there that are still very talented.
Well, and you'll always have the fact that you were more popular from Keenan and Kel, so you've got that going for you, which is nice,
man.
Right?
And I'm happy for Keenan. I'm happy for Keenan.
I'm going to get that dirt out of you.
I'm good. I'm trained.
I'm slick.
So don't lie. You guys have that professional relationship, but when you guys aren't doing that stuff, you guys don't talk anymore because of the Saturday Night Live thing?
Nah, bro. We're family. We're family. Me and Keenan are family. Every time I'm in New York, I see him.
That's good.
My wife hang out with him and his wife, and I support him. Like, I really enjoy it. I watch him on SNL. I think it's funny, man.
And you guys had the reunion on Fallon?
We did.
Because that was after, because, you know, the TMZ thing happened, and
2012.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know if that got blown out of proportion or taken out of context.
It did. They tried to put, like, how you just did. Like, they tried to pull it. Like, people think that I'm just, like, upset about it. I'm like, no. Like, it's all good. And then that's why the Jimmy Fallon really worked, because it showed everybody there's no good burger beef.
Right.
I see what you did. Got it right there.
Yeah, man. That's good though, man. So was it fun to be able to kind of do that again? And was there talks afterwards, like when y'all were having beers, about maybe doing some more?
We talked and it was emotional. Like, the family was there, fans were emotional. It was just awesome. Jimmy kept cracking up, laughing.
But that's the beauty of Fallon too, right? Because he understands it. His experiences, his background is in it, and so he can kind of relate as he goes along and sees what really could happen here if he puts this whole thing together. That's fantastic. That's why I enjoy watching it.
Exactly. Yeah. Man, we had a blast doing that, man.
So what else is scheduled for the rest of the week now before the big game? And are you here through the big game?
Man, we're doing I'm not here to the big game. We're just doing a whole bunch of fun stuff for Nickelodeon. You know, we have a lot of stuff laid out for the kids that we're doing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm doing a lot of great interviews. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're going to probably stop in and see Barry do open for George Wallace tonight.
Don't waste your time.
Come on, man. We all start somewhere.
It's not worth it. I know you're going to kill it, though, man. You're going to kill it. Yeah.
Well,
we really
appreciate you spending some time with us. Kel Mitchell's been our guest.
No doubt. Make
sure you catch him on Nickelodeon. Make sure you look for him throughout the week here.
Yeah.
At Super Bowl week. We appreciate him spending time right here on Radio
Shout out to my Chicago Bears.
and by the way, I believe the song goes, go, Paco. Just check it out. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right,
appreciate you stopping in. Kel Mitchell, has been our